This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Coloradans can expect to get TABOR refunds for the next few years, but the overall payouts are expected to get progressively smaller due to changes in the economy and the state's budget. Still, forecasters say refunds could reach the hundreds or the thousands of dollars for some taxpayers in 2024 through 2026. The state pays TABOR refunds when it collects more in taxes than it's allowed to spend. Drivers in Aurora could soon be issued tickets through a new speed camera program. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports it's similar to one Denver has had for more than a decade.
Drivers speed a lot, and speeding is a top reason for the troubling rise in serious and fatal crashes in Colorado and nationwide. So the city of Aurora will soon roll out vans equipped with speed cameras. The program will start next month, and at first only issue warnings. Tickets will follow in May for drivers clocked doing more than 11 miles per hour over the limit. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Some people are celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Colorado by establishing a memorial in Leadville dedicated to mostly Irish immigrants. The site's large bronze statue recognizes the unmarked sunken graves of nearly 2,000 Irish mine workers. Lisa Switzer is the president of the Irish Network.
It's grown to a life-size person who has his own personality in his own way, even though he's in bronze. We are going to, in September, unveil the final project and the larger elements.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.